I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are being crucified by the Muslim Brotherhood in front of Egypt's presidential palace. Or are they? Apparently, this is just the latest in stories that spread like wildfire on the internet. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
what I heard from Open Doors people in Egypt is that they cannot confirm that had happened. So I'm saying right now it is probably false.
There is a risk to these types of stories.
The persecution itself is bad enough, and I don't think we need stories like these. It actually takes away of what really is happening in Egypt.
We turn next to Jordan, where police have a suspect in custody for the murder of 55-year-old Cheryl Harvey. Harvey was a Southern Baptist representative serving as an English teacher for the last 24 years. Police say a 17-year-old Jordanian handyman confessed to killing her when she caught him stealing. Through her work, Harvey expressed the love of Christ to generations of Jordanian students. There's more on her legacy at missionnetworknews.org. And an education is a gift in rural Zambia. It means a way out of poverty. When someone builds a school, the community takes notice. Kids Alive has two schools in western Zambia, but 500 students later, they've outgrown their space in Mangu. Director Jim Kongwa says the new building should be finished by October. It's a crucial part to ministry growth.
Most of the parents know that we're a Christian school. They are able to be encouraged even to accept the Lord Jesus Christ because they see what that we as an NGO are able to do for their children. So that really helps evangelize them.
Take a more in-depth look at the impact of this story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes via television. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.